This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Hey, welcome to Saturday night. We got a big night for you. Lots of breaking news, a new terror attack in Brussels, Belgium. Sari Singer will be with us of an organization called Strength to Strength in Hour 2 in the Ladies' Lounge. Plus, like an NFL tight end is calling out Planned Parenthood. We got all kinds of stuff going on tonight. And we start with some breaking news. I am so glad you're with us. I know you've got a lot of different options for your Saturday night. I'm glad that you chose to spend it with us. I'm grateful for great stations all across America that are taking this broadcast, like our station The Answer in Little Rock, Arkansas, and Omaha, and Orlando, Florida, and great television stations from Los Angeles to New York and everywhere in between. We've got an incredible audience. Your opportunity, by the way, to be part of the conversation is always present. The phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. It is Radio Night Live. I am the aforementioned Kevin McCullough. Thank you for being here. Let's go to the big board. Here's a look at what we've got on tap for the show tonight. We've got, as I said, a power pack lineup for you, and we've got some incredible stuff. We're going to give you some breaking news in a minute. That's actually more recent than what happened in Belgium over the evening. We're going to tell you about that as well. We have our first gold medalist at USA within the last 24 hours. You know, the opening ceremonies were last night. We have our first gold medal. She's already starting a bunch of controversy. She hasn't even had her gold medal for, like, I don't know, 24 hours, and people are already like, I can't believe it. That's what we won the gold medal for. So we're gonna talk about the young lady who won our first gold medal for us. I don't know how well you can see this picture on the television. I know that you on radio are having trouble seeing it too, but the internet has a new boyfriend, and he's not one of the athletes in the Olympics. The internet has a new boyfriend. He's the flag bearer for the Tonga delegation. And I was a little dismayed at who all I saw on the internet talking about their new boyfriend. Married ladies, you should not be doing that. That is not nice. If you think it, keep it off of social media. That's not good. Your husbands can see stuff as easy as I can. I'm just saying. So, Tonga, did you hear about the refugee Olympic team? That's what we're also going to get into tonight. It's a unique Olympic team. They don't represent a country. They represent the plight of refugees from all over the world. There's 10 of them, and they are literally from a bunch of different countries, but they're going to join us. And then the troubles of Rio 2016. Have you heard? Man, do we have trouble. We have attacks that have gone on already in Rio with people trying to get to the Olympics. We've had burglaries and break-ins in the Olympic Village. Last night, during the opening ceremonies, they thought they had a bomb scare on their hands in the Olympic Village where the volleyball competition was going on. But they've had some issues. We're going to cover that tonight. And then Sari Singer is a good friend of mine. She runs an organization called Strength to Strength. And she is an actual terrorism survivor. She has actually survived a terror attack. She's going to tell her story for us personally. I've heard it a couple of times, but it is really, truly inspiring. And I'm excited to have her with us in the Ladies' Lounge tonight. So that's a little taste of everything we've got to look forward to. Your phone calls throughout at 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let me get to some breaking news, though. This is huge breaking news, because over the last week, when Donald Trump decided to go after Mr. Khan, he was the father of the kid that died in service in Iraq. People started beating him up for it, as some people could imagine. They said, why are you arguing with this guy when you should be going after Hillary? Hillary's really the problem. Why don't you focus your sights on her? Well, instead, he started responding to this guy, Kaiser Khan. Sounds like a villain out of a movie that maybe Stephen Baldwin would star in or something. I don't know. Kaiser Khan. Anyway, it didn't turn out too well. He had the seven worst days of his campaign so far. But the breaking news tonight is this. The Reuters Ipsos poll is saying that the Democratic presidential nominee, after taking a lead as big in some of the national polls as 10-15% at one point in time, the gap has been narrowed now, 42-39%, with a margin of error of the 1,154 voters that they polled of 3 points, which makes them what, gang? If it's 42-39 and there's a margin of error of 3 points, that would mean they're tied, right? Somewhere in there. Or she could be, 6 points ahead, or he could be tied with her, but it's in that margin that they usually say this is a tie thing. Now, why is that significant? Well, here's the thing, and I'm curious as to your thoughts on this. 888-340-3373. I really am. I'm very curious as to the he was actually responding to a guy who lost his son in the war. A Gold Star father, and he went on this nasty, terrible, horrible dip in ratings, and she couldn't expand her lead over that same period. Why? Because she lies. So on Friday, she holds the first press conference that she's had in 246 days. 246. You're running for president of the United States, and you hold one press conference in 246 days. One press conference. And the first two questions out of the mouths of the questioners, she lied about. It was all about her emails, and she said that the FBI said she was completely honest. That's not what the FBI ever said. But she lied, and she lies repeatedly, and she lies to the degree that I don't even think she realized she's lying anymore. She just lies like she breathes. I don't understand. But this is why she hasn't been able to take a big, fat, stinking lead. This is why she hasn't been able to do it, because she cannot, for the life of her, keep herself from lying. She just can't do it. So this is the challenge for Donald tonight. Can he get disciplined? Can he get on message? Can he stay with where he needs to be and not start picking fights with people up in the stands anymore? He's got to stay focused on what he needs to be focused on, which is absolutely obliterating Hillary Clinton's credibility. If he wants to win, if she wants to win, she's got to continue to paint him as some out of touch buffoon that can't get his message straight. But this is where it's all going to come down. And friends, don't believe these polls. See, these polls pop up and down all over the place. Right now, we're still 90 something days out from the actual election. These polls are going to go up and down, up and down, up and down. This is much closer. This is way, way, way closer than anybody thinks it is. And I think that there are a lot of people that are actually hidden Trump supporters. They don't want to say they're going to vote for him. They're a little bit embarrassed about maybe talking about it. They don't want to wear a hat or a shirt with his name on it. And they're sure as heck not going to put a yard sign in their yard. But they're going to go in that ballot box and they're going to vote for somebody that's going to disrupt the system. That's what this cycle, at least from my observation, that's what this cycle has been about. How much can we disrupt the status quo? What is going on is not working, and we're tired of it not working, so why don't we? And that's where the Bernie energy came from, and that's where the Trump energy came from. And to some degree, that's about 80% of where the Ted Cruz energy came from. Well, if you take all of the voters that voted for Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, and Bernie Sanders, and you put them in one big fat pile, they're gonna march all over anybody else. Now, I'm not saying Trump can garner all of them, but he has a doorway if he can at least get on message, and that's the challenge he's going to have to deal with, and I don't know if he's going to be able to do it, but we're going to see. All right, so that's what we got going on tonight. Big packed show, lots of stuff to get to, and I do want you to stick around, because Sari Singer is joining us in the second hour tonight. This is her first time in the Ladies' Lounge. but she's an actual survivor of terrorism. She actually endured a terrorist attack and came out the other side and has lived to talk about it. And now she does this amazing work all over the world where she goes city to city, event to event, and talks to people that have survived very, very difficult things and gives them courage and encouragement for how they can carry on with their lives. And it's just going to be a really amazing discussion with Sari. So I hope that you'll be with us in the second hour. Anyway, that's what we got lined up for Radio Night Live tonight. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. It's 888-340-3373 if you want to join the conversation. 888-340-3373. We are also live on Facebook Live. If you want to jump on the Kevin McCullough Facebook page, you can join us there as well. You can also go online at TheBingeThinker.com, see any of the older shows, get all the podcasts, listen to my weekday show. It's all there. It's all for you. It's all free. We don't charge for any of it. TheBingeThinker.com, TheBingeThinker.com. Follow me on Twitter, at KMC Radio. That's at KMC Radio. And, of course, on Facebook at KMC01, Facebook.com/KMC01. Live from New York.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Boys, of all the boys I've known.
All right, live from New York, that's the Hot Sardines, our house band at Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Our phone number is wide open, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And we couldn't be happier than to have you with us here on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, my name, and honored to have you with us. We've got plenty of phone lines available, 888-340-3373, and lots of stuff to talk about, from Rio to last night's terror attack to the presidential race, where some breaking news today. Donald Trump is back within basically a head-to-head tie with Hillary Clinton after she took a big lead after her convention, after he got into a week-long fight with the Kahn family, and now it appears that he's within the margin of error on closing in, at least in the Reuters poll, and it would be interesting to see just how this plays out in the next 24 to 48 hours, because going into the weekend, Hillary Clinton lied in her press conference. She said again that the FBI said that she told the truth. The FBI never said she told the truth. She said that what she said to the American people was true. The American people have had it grossly proven to them again and again that what she said to us was not, in fact, true. So there's some interesting things that if Trump stays on message and gets disciplined in terms of how he starts executing his campaign, I think he might actually have a good little stretch here, but we're going to have to wait and see. Let's see what you have to say about it. Let's go to line one. Ark is calling from Spartanburg, South Carolina, listening to 92.9 FM. Hello, Ark.
Hey there.
Thanks for being with us.
Tonight. Yeah, no, basically a good call. First thing I wanted to say is that I think it's pretty interesting, as you're noting, in the Reuters poll and some others, Fox News, even CNN. It's very telling that even the liberal media is now showing that Donald Trump is climbing, and that says it's really so bad that they can't even try and fudge the numbers. And that's just going to start steamrolling him as people start realizing, wow, he does have a chance. And so, as you're saying, there's a lot of closet voters that are going to come out of the woodwork because they're not going to be scared anymore. The flip side of this is, let's say, worst-case scenario, Trump implodes, does something crazy, Hillary runs a perfect campaign. Let's say she does get in the White House, which I don't feel is likely at all. She would sink the DNC. What we saw in the last 6 months with Obama and his executive orders and the pushback from the states, we saw 13 states come together and say, no, we are not following your executive order on our transgender bathroom policies.
Yeah.
Keep your money. And it would only get worse under Hillary. She would sink the DNC. The Democratic Party would fall apart as states kept pushing back. And we'd see a lot more state authority over the government. And that's what this country needs.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how all that works, because at the end of the day, I am very convinced, Ark, that I think that we are not seeing in the polls anything near what the actual voters want to do. Now, that doesn't mean I think that Trump has it sewn up. In fact, I think far be it. He has had the worst 7 days of his campaign in the last week. He picks fights that are unnecessary sometimes, and he gets involved in things that I think that really even his supporters would prefer him not to. But at the end of the day, I still think people look at Hillary and go, you know what, she just lies as easy as she breathes, and it just seems impossible to get her to be honest with folks. And I think that that's a real problem for her, much more so than is showing up in the polls currently. Hey, Ark, thanks so much for your call. Please call back. Appreciate you being here and listening here on Saturday nights, Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough. Let's go to line three. Ellen, also listening to 92.9 tonight in South Carolina, in Duncan. Hello, Ellen.
Hi. Just two things real quick. You know, the guy that called in and said that he was just not going to vote for Donald Trump and all these reasons. And it's just arrogance to think that you know best of, you know, a quarter or a third of the populace. And the other thing is, I wouldn't vote for Hillary. I wouldn't vote for Bonnie if Clyde got up and did a stump speech either.
Which is what you're comparing Bill and Hillary to, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I get that. And look, she has been, I said this on Fox News on Friday, she has had problematic interaction with the truth her entire public life. I mean, she just has a hard time finding it. And that's difficult for her. Ellen, thank you for the call as well. Please call back 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. If you're watching on Biz TV or any one of our great radio stations coast to coast, the phone call is free and your thoughts are welcomed. And if you disagree with me, you're always invited to go to the front of the line. Let's go to Philadelphia, where Walt is joining us tonight, watching on Biz TV. Hello, Walt.
Hi, Kevin.
Good to have you. Thank you.
Hillary, in her acceptance speech at the convention, she said she's not coming to take our guns. But Kevin, remember what she and Bill and Janet Reno did in Waco? They incinerated about 100 innocent men, women, and children with tanks. Kevin, that was an atrocity. It was genocide.
Yeah.
If the people of this country are foolish enough to elect her. And she gets a sycophantic Democrat Congress to go with it. It's literally going to be Heil Hitler. This country will cease to be free, and it's going to be a dictatorship.
Well, there's a lot of, thank you, Walt, for the call. There's a lot of people that believe that if you give Hillary, who is perhaps the singularly most dishonest person to ever run for president, that if you give her control of the judiciary, you hand her Supreme Court picks. And there's, by the way, a lot of people don't realize this. There are hundreds of unfilled seats on lower level federal courts that need filling, too. And she would really have the ability to just come in and reshape all of the courts to her progressive activist kind of vision of what she wants them to be. But you give her the chance to reshape the judiciary, reshape national security, reshape the economy. In such a way where she rewards friends, punishes enemies, this type of thing. And let's be very clear. The Clintons were always people in the 1990s that punished people who disagreed with them. A lot of people had fears that Obama was going to be like that. He's been much less like that. I believe that Barack Obama is legitimately wrong on almost everything that he does. But I haven't noticed that he has sought to execute a great deal of punishment on people that have spoken against him. He may not give them favors. There's obviously a political price to pay for somebody that disagrees. But I haven't seen him be vindictive. The Clintons are vindictive. They are mean. And it was always Hillary that was the most mean of the two. She was always the one that could drive that car right off the cliff with you in it if she wanted to. And somehow she'd make it out alive. This is a dangerous woman. This is a dishonest woman. This is someone who has zero character, and the ability to back up what she has to say is evidenced in the long trail of people that you know she's dealt with in the past. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. 888-340-3373. If you've got more thoughts, breaking news tonight: Trump has pulled back into a statistical tie with Hillary in the Reuters poll. This after a week of just horrible news for him, falling so far behind in so many polls coming out of the Democratic convention a week ago. We've got a lot of other stuff to get to. Did you see the Olympics opening ceremonies last night? There were a lot of complaints that NBC ran too many commercial breaks. There were no complaints about the Internet's new boyfriend, including a lot of my married friends that I was surprised to see just lusting after him. We'll talk about all that and more. Coming up, it's Radio Night Live from New York.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, if you're watching on Biz TV, a live shot of Times Square, and man, it's kind of a crowded night tonight. People are out there. It's a very comfortable night where we are. I hope it is for you as well. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you, whether it's on radio or television, or if you're joining us on the Facebook Live feature on Facebook.com. We welcome you there as well. You can even leave comments, and I can see those during the break. See a lot of people that used to listen to me on American Family Radio that are weighing in there. I might leave an answer for you there here in the next break or so. All right, Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. Breaking news at the top of the hour, Trump has pulled back into a statistical tie. Now, this was after he took a massive loss in most of the polls last week. He was behind in nearly every single one of them. Fox News had him down 10. Another one had him down 15. He was down anywhere from 5 to 9 and all the rest of them. But in this one, the Reuters Ipsos poll, he is within 3 points. He's at 42-39 of Clinton with a 3-point margin of error. So he's within, he's considered to be within striking distance, and this is on the heels of what has to be arguably the worst week he's had on the campaign trail, and arguably a week that Hillary Clinton was not able to put any distance between her and him, which you would think if she had as much brand recognition and as much experience and as much all the rest of it as she has, that someone would have figured out how to do that. The problem was she went to the American people and did her first press conference on Friday and lied through her teeth. Again, she said the FBI said that she never mishandled classified information. That's not what they said. She said that the FBI said she never sent classified info. That's not what they said. She said the first three things she said in response to the first two questions she was asked, she just flat out lied. Just lied. And the press that were in attendance didn't call her on it. But man, did talk radio, cable news, the rest of the world pick up on some of it. I covered it on my daily show on Friday. So I'm wondering your thoughts if 'cause I have this theory. I've had this theory for a long time, and I wasn't a Trump supporter in the primary. I was a Cruz guy. But I think there are some things about this election cycle that people are not paying attention to. And one of them is I think there's a lot of people that are just blatantly ticked off at where things are headed. I just think they're ticked. They're mad. They're not taking it anymore. But they're not necessarily out there saying, you know, oh, I'm gonna vote for Trump. They like if you were a Cruz voter, if you were a Bernie Sanders voter, you probably were just as upset at the establishment as the Trump supporters were. You just supported a different person. But if he can embrace some of those people that have said we are ticked at the establishment as well, you're not going to find more difference than someone who says I'm going to be burning down the establishment like a Donald Trump, and someone who says I'm going to bribe it, tweak it, fine it, and oil it the way Hillary Clinton will. So your thoughts on this. One phone line open, 888-340-3373. Dwayne in Texas has joined us. Hello, Dwayne. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Radio Night Live. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. I would like to know if Donald Trump would hire anyone to work in his organization with an attitude that he has been displaying. With all the PhDs that has been asking him questions, I can't remember hearing anyone ever ask him that question. Why?
If he would hire somebody who has the same attitude that he has?
That he has been displaying. You think that is a quality attitude that he has been displaying?
I don't know.
To become president?
What attitude are you talking about?
I will let you know why you don't know. Because you are of the mind that this guy will have this country in a position that it's not in right now. It's not going to get any better for the next 20 years. You know
hey,
it,
Dwayne,
and I know.
Dwayne, why don't you stop trying to read my mind and just answer the question that I asked you. What attitude is it that he's putting on display that you're finding to be so objectionable?
Well, if I have to explain it to you, then whoever's paying you to do a talk program is an idiot. Just like
okay,
you.
So now you're insulting me. I appreciate you,
no,
Dwayne.
Just shut up.
Yeah, all right. I'm not going to. I get to be on the air for another 2 hours, but we do get to reject your call now, so thanks. Let's go to George. We don't have time for George. All right. We will get back to calls as we have the ability to. By the way, tonight's broadcast being brought to you in part by MyPillow. MyPillow is the most advanced sleep technology on the market, and they have an offer that you're not going to be able to beat. It's four pillows for the price of one. Again, the most advanced sleep technology. If you're watching the television, do you see that logo in the corner there, the National Sleep Foundation? They have been the only pillow named as the official pillow of that organization. It's the good housekeeping seal of approval for sleep. It will get you into REM cycle sleep the very first night. You buy one at a regular price. They're going to give you a second one just like it at no additional cost, and two of the go anywhere travel pillows. Now we're about to take the kiddos on the vacation this month, and we're going to be stocked with the MyPillow go anywheres because they're going to help us all get REM cycle sleep on the road. But 800-506-2641 if you want to get that four for the price of one. I'll tell you more about it later. It's Kevin McCullough from New York. Stay.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, thanks for being here. It's Kevin McCullough. We're live from New York every Saturday night. It is Radio Night Live, and couldn't be happier than to be spending Saturday evening with you. Coming up in hour number two, we do have the Ladies Lounge tonight, and a first-timer in the Ladies Lounge with us. Sari Singer will be with us. Sari is a survivor, personal survivor of a terror incident, and she spends her life now helping those who have survived such things, and she's got a really incredible story to tell. I hope you'll stick around and hear what she has to say, especially in light of the fact that we had another European terrorist attack yesterday. Did you hear about this? Guy goes off in Brussels in front of a police station walks up to two police women, takes out a machete, tries to chop one in the face. The other one, he starts swinging wildly at her, finally has to be shot to death by a third policewoman, all in a matter of seconds, but just was not just a horrible situation. And this is another, you know, he's walking up going, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, as he does it. We'll get a lot of perspective and opinion from Sari on all that as we go through the second hour, but glad you're with us. We're talking about Trump and Clinton because breaking news just before we went on the air tonight, Trump has pulled to a dead even heat with Hillary Clinton in decision 2016, and some of you have had things to say about that. Let's go to Des Moines, Iowa, and say hi to Frank, who's joining us. Hello, Frank. Welcome.
Hey, Kevin. I want to give you and your listeners something to consider.
Okay.
It's the potential Clinton library. The cost and size of this behemoth will dwarf anything else ever built, you know, and precedent to it, and will only be exceeded by her ego and self-importance. Now, the fundraising for this thing will start day one in office, and no funds will be refused for this from any nefarious domestic or foreign source.
Sure.
So just something to consider.
So it's just like, no, it's like the foundation on steroids is what you're saying.
Yes, absolutely. And knowing Hillary, you know, her ego, the size of this thing will dwarf anything else.
Would you say it might trump Trump Tower?
She will out Trump Trump, if that's possible.
That would be difficult to believe. Well, you know, he's endured seven really, really horrible days. And how does he pull back even here at the end of this week? It's only self-inflicted wounds from her. She can't tell the truth to walk straight.
Well, Kevin, I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe any of these polls. I think the media is in the bag for Hillary.
Totally.
I think these polls are trying to suppress, depress Republican turnout and vote. It's trying to discourage the GOP voter, independent voter, thinking that this thing's already said and done for her. So I don't believe any of these polls. And if you listen to Pat Caddell and Doug Schoen, they both say...
Who are both Democratic pollsters. Right.
They both say she is hemorrhaging support amongst the blue-collar working class. They had an interesting show on Fox a couple of weeks ago that Harris Faulkner was doing that was talking about blue-collar voters in Virginia, and they are just absolutely leaving Clinton in droves.
Yeah.
And Pat Caddell said there is a upper Midwestern industrial state.
Rust Belt. Yep.
I think Ohio, he said, that will go Clinton, go Trump. And he says if that happens, it's going to send shockwaves through both parties that this state is going to flip.
What state do you think that is?
I'm guessing it would have to be Michigan.
That's my
Wisconsin,
guess.
Wisconsin, potentially Pennsylvania.
I think he wins multiples of those, but Michigan is the one that I'm really very intrigued by because she lost that to Bernie. And Trump won it big on the Republican side. And I just think with all of his talk about trade and jobs, and she's not addressing trade or jobs. She thinks that everything's fine in the trade front and the jobs front. And she can't really go too much out on a limb and say she disputes the Obama numbers because that's the legacy she's supposedly wanting to, quote, continue on. So if it looks to her like, you know, the economy's broken, she can't admit it because then she'd have to admit that everything that they've done hasn't worked.
Right. Well, if anything is going to appeal across the aisle to various segments of the population in this country, it's going to be
jobs.
Trade deals that
yep.
we're making.
Yep, absolutely.
And the trade deals that we are making has absolutely destroyed the jobs in this country.
No, they have. They have. And I'm for free trade, but I'm also for fair trade. So I don't want to see us do things that intentionally shoot ourselves in the foot. But my goodness, if we can't have some degree of give and take on getting our products into other countries as well, we've just killed ourselves unnecessarily.
Well, I absolutely agree, and I think that people are underestimating the white-collar working man, emphasis working man, because the working man is so ticked off out there that they're not only working to provide for themselves, but they're working to provide for everybody else.
Yeah, no, it's true.
And I think there's going to be an uprising of the working man in this country that is going to knock the liberals on their hindquarters.
And I do think that it's largely hidden right now, because I think people are a little bit afraid to say that they are on board with Trump publicly, but in their heart, they know they're going to vote for him in advance.
Well, who wouldn't be? Yeah. If you had people out there like Black Lives Matter, et cetera, people out there committed leftists who are committed to create uproar in this country, who wouldn't be afraid to come out and publicly say you're for Trump?
No, I get it. I totally get it. Hey, Frank, good call as always. Thanks for being with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. How much time we have left in this segment? Okay, let me get to Jeff, who's on Long Island. Hey, Jeff, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Glad you're here.
Kevin, how you doing, man? Listen, I think this whole Hillary thing is all racist, okay, because people don't realize everyone talks Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Well, whites' lives matter, and that's important.
The lies that a white person tells is what you're saying.
You bet.
Wait a minute. And this is Jeff Dunnitz, my buddy on Yid with. Okay. My good friend, Jewish blogger Jeff Dunnitz. Yid with Lid is his blog. Okay, so yes, I get it, and I agree with you 100%.
But here's the other thing. She talks about only three emails being classified before she got them.
Which wasn't that's the number Comey said. Comey said 110.
Right.
Yeah.
There were three that were top secret, but there were 110 classified,
yeah.
Which happens to be another lie.
She can't stop herself. It's like
she can't really stop herself.
It's like she before she takes a breath, she tells a lie, and then she takes a breath, and then she tells another lie.
If this is one of my children, she'd go to bed without dinner.
That's why you're a tough dad, Jeff. Hey, thanks for the call. Coming right back, it's Kevin McCullough live from New York. Don't go away.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Thank you for being with us. I know you've got a lot of choices on Saturday night to be a lot of different places, but whether you're in Little Rock, whether you're in Omaha, whether you're in Orlando, Los Angeles, New York, Colorado Springs, San Antonio, Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth, wherever you're at, thank you for being with us. It is so much fun to chat with you on a Saturday night. And the breaking news this hour has been that Trump has pulled even again with Hillary Clinton in the Reuters poll. It's an interesting observation given how poorly he had fared in last week's polls, given his recent interactions with the Kahn family. But there's a lot of people that think, and I'm one of them, that there's some hidden Trump support out there that is not showing up in these polls. We'll talk about that. But you know what tonight is? Tonight is the first night of competition. Yes, yes, yes. Rio has opened. It's going on. And last night, we sat through until I fell asleep. And I'm so glad that they moved the United States up into Spanish spelling, or Portuguese, whatever it is. Estados Unidos. Did I say that right? Because they we didn't have to wait till the U's. We got to go with the E's. So we were like in the, I don't know, the top 20% of the countries that came in. But, man, the countries just kept coming in and in and in. And then they had countries that weren't even countries. Did you hear about the refugee team? They have a team called the Refugee Olympic Team. And it's 10 athletes from, like, 7 different countries that are actually refugees in other countries. And they're not running or racing for those countries. They're running and racing for themselves. They're not even racing for the team that the country that they're refugees from. And by the way, a couple of them are from Syria, so I'm just saying, if you were staying in the Olympic Village, lock your door. I'm just saying, lock your door. Because you don't know about the Syrians. I mean, the ISIS guys, they said, we're gonna infiltrate the refugees wherever they are. Well, okay, you have 10 of them that went to Rio. And they've had some terrorist activity. There's a picture of a motorcycle there, Nick. Put that back up on the screen. You put it up earlier in relation to the Brussels attack. That wasn't it. This was an attack that they thought was going down on the volleyball facility last night while the opening ceremonies were in play. They had a bomb scare in the where the volleyball competition's taking place, and they looked and looked and looked and looked, and they couldn't find whoever it was that had set up the scare or whatever. But they had to call that. But the Chinese basketball reporters, okay, in from China, they're on the bus going from the airport to the hotel around the mountain. They'll be coming around the mountain. And as they did, they went into this blind spot, and there's these guys that tried to, they got caught in crossfire. Now, none of the Chinese basketball reporters, which I guess is a huge contingency, took a bus to bring them in. None of them got hurt, but there were two Brazilians that ended up dead because somebody's like shooting, firing on the Chinese basketball reporters. On day one, they had 3 break-ins to the Olympic Village. Laptops were taken, smartphones were taken. I'm telling you this day, and they do not have. They have about as many police in the entire country of Brazil as New York City has in one borough. I mean, it's just a. But the good side is America has won its first gold medal, and guess what? It was in. Shooting. That's right, baby. We nailed that target. Virginia Fisher, congratulations. First gold medalist of 2016. And, we did it in the Sport Weeks.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.